Chapter 11. An Arrest. The police quickly made the connection between Richard and the motorbike used in the robbery. They also had a theory. You report that somebody has stolen your motorbike. Then an hour later, you rob a shop. After the robbery, you use the same bike to escape from the scene of the crime. The police came to Richard's house just before lunchtime that day. They wanted him to answer some questions at the police station. Richard laughed at first, until he realized that the police were serious. At the police station, they asked him a lot of questions and searched his pockets. Richard was wearing the same jacket as the day before. "Look at this, sir," one of the policemen said, and gave a piece of paper to the inspector. The inspector examined it, read the big green letters, and then looked at Richard. "Can you tell me why you have a leaflet in your pocket on which is written, Apple Number 9, 42 High Street, Enfield?" Richard tried to explain. "The paper flew through the air out of a young man's hand, and I caught it while I was standing at a bus stop yesterday morning," he said. The inspector smiled, but not in a friendly way. Richard knew that he didn't believe his story. Even the job interview didn't provide Richard with a good alibi. "Perhaps you robbed the jewelry shop first, and then went to the interview," said the inspector. Richard was nervous. "How can this be happening to me?" he thought. He couldn't think of anything to say except, "No, I didn't do it," in a weak voice. The inspector spoke again. This time he didn't smile. His face was very serious. "Richard Anderson, I am arresting you on suspicion of committing the armed robbery at the jewelry shop, Apple Number 9, on the morning of June the 7th, said the inspector. As he sat in the police station, Richard couldn't believe his bad luck. "First I'm the victim because my motorbike is stolen. Then I'm arrested for a crime I know nothing about. I'm the victim again. The innocent victim." That evening, Alison went to the police station. "I was having breakfast with Richard at the time of the robbery of Apple Number 9, she told the police. But she knew they didn't believe her, because she was Richard's girlfriend. Then she went to see Richard. She gave him some of his things, and also the evening newspaper, because there was another article about the robbery in it. The article said that the police had a suspect. "That's me," Richard said. "They're talking about me." The article also included a drawing of one of the robbers, a photo fit. It did look a little like Richard. But when he saw it, he knew immediately who it was. It was the grandson of the old woman on the bus. He had to find the old woman, and with her help, the robber. But how? Richard was under arrest at the police station, and the police were not going to let him out. Shooting the owner of a shop is a major crime.